Sunday, guys. What's up? Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by our friends at OmahaSteaks.com. The customized URL is OmahaSteaks.com/juice. You go there, get a subscription, free burgers for life, and 10% off your first order at OmahaSteaks.com/juice with that 100% money back guarantee at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. All right, so a flat Saturday. Kind of a bummer because, well, I just picked the wrong games to give you officially. So I took the under in Nova Creighton. That hit. Nova didn't cover on the last second shot. The Jays win. Now, obviously, I'm a Creighton guy, so I'm happy about that. Great shot by Trey Alexander. Huge momentum builder heading into March. Great for the Creighton 30-1 ticket we've got on them to win it all. But bummer loss there. The under hit over the side did not. Kentucky won the game outright. The +8 came in. I actually took +8.5 on Tennessee. I hit both sides. I middled that game, which was beautiful. I was on Sports Grid talking through that game, and it was +8.5 on Tennessee, and I took it. So I was on +8.5 Tennessee, +8.5 Kentucky, and the over pushed. It landed at 166. That was annoying. So that pushed. We get the UFC fight right with Gamrot's easy victory. Well, I guess not easy. He got knocked down in the first round. A little bit of a scary thing there, but he wins by decision. And then the hockey bet again, Dallas Stars over 1.5 goals in the second period. Just it keeps on coming in. So that hit for us. So it was a 1-1 in one day. So that's down 0.1. And then Kristaps Porzingis didn't play. So he got scratched. So we went 1-2 on the NBA player props. So essentially down 0.35 on the night. So nothing really. So kind of a bummer there. But I need to sweep the board here. I need a 3-0 Sunday. A 3-0 Sunday, by my math, I'm pretty confident it'll give us a winning week. But tough to go 3-0. Last time I said that, last time I needed that, I think it was last Sunday, we got there. By the way, speaking of Sunday, the last two NBA Sundays, the under has hit 20 consecutive times in the NBA. 20-0 to the under over the last two Sundays. Since the All-Star break, there have been two Sundays. 20-0. Now, you can do one of two things. You can, or one of three things. You can bet every game under and see if the trend continues. You could fade it and bet every game over and see if there's a massive overcorrection by the sports books, because there could be, or do what I'm going to do, which is nothing. Sit back and wait and see what's going to happen. So that card just wrapped up in Miami in the UFC. By the way, do you guys like this shirt? These guys, the Nomad Surf Shop in Boynton Beach, Florida, right by, right a little bit, you know, down there in South Florida, down on the coast, sent me this to wear. So I always love it when you guys are watching the show and listening to the show and being a part of the Juice audience and the Juice in our ecosystem, as they call it, sending stuff. So shout out to those guys. If you're down there, go check out the Nomad Surf Shop in Boynton Beach, Florida, if you're in Florida. But I mean, my goodness, what a card. And the UFC has it coming again with UFC 300 next month. I'm going to it on April the 13th. I cannot wait to watch. I have my birthday coming up on April the 4th. I'm going to Chicago for my birthday. And then the following weekend, we have UFC 300. So good start to April for me. Final Four weekend in April, and then Masters weekend and everything else. It's just sort of like one of those really fun spring months coming up. But unbelievable performance by the Sugar Show, by O'Malley. That was awesome to watch him. Five rounds. Just how in the world did Chito Vera eat that knee? You've probably seen the replay by now. That was unbelievable to watch him take that and just walk through it like it was nothing and just, okay, let's keep fighting for four more rounds or three more rounds. Unreal, but really good defense by O'Malley. Here comes the superstar talk for him. He's a star, but here comes a superstar potential for O'Malley. If he gets to fight for two belts, if he goes up a weight class, we'll see. But just overall, a really fun night at the fights. It's why I didn't bet much, because there were so many coin flip fights, so many fights that could have gone one way. And I mean, that's what you want, right? If you're a bookmaker, that's what you want. If you're Dana White, that's what you want. You want interest. You want people watching and talking about your fights and just being, you know, the next day going, oh my gosh, Dustin Poirier, huh? As somebody who likes to dabble in the boxing world and likes to dabble in boxing myself, I'm going to have to work on that. So he's a right-handed power striker and he fights southpaw in order to be able to hit you with a right hook that was on the money. I mean, my goodness, what a punch by Dustin Poirier, and just a class act all the way around. Couldn't be happier for him. Unbelievable performance. So really, really fun night in Miami. Had a chance. I'm glad I watched all those fights tonight. So looking forward to 300 coming up here in Vegas on April the 13th. Okay, let's get to today. I love Championship Sundays. In 1 week, there'll be multiple Championship Sundays. We are 1 week away from Selection Sunday, which is crazy. I got two bets in college basketball, one bet in the NBA. If I add anything, I'll do it on the Discord channel, like always, bettingpros.com/chat. I don't know about golf, guys. I've been looking. I don't know. Like, I'm just going to stay away, most likely, and most likely staying away from NASCAR at Phoenix. So, like, you know, we'll figure out. I think it runs today. Maybe it ran last night. I don't know. I know they're in Phoenix, but I'm pretty confident I'm staying away from NASCAR and from golf. We will get into it soon. I promise we'll have some extra stuff in here. But right now, let's talk college basketball. So one of you told me that that the future market price on Tennessee following their loss to Kentucky was 18-1. That must have been there for like a millisecond because everyone's back down to 11-1 or 10-1. Now remember, I want 15-1. So right after the game, somebody sent me a DM on the Discord channel and said, hey, FanDuel has it at 14-1. Should I buy it? I said, yes, buy it. Somebody then said it was 18-1, which I didn't see. I'm not saying it wasn't there, but that was like a flash for a friend. Like, that's one of those inside jobs deals. Like, if that number ever went to 18-1, if you have an 18-1 ticket bought yesterday, I mean yesterday. So on the what? Today is the 10th. On the 9th of March, I want to see the ticket. Show me. DM me in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. Show me it. Because I can't believe it was 18-1 yesterday. Now, earlier in the year, sure. I mean yesterday. Did any book have it at 18-1? But if you have it, awesome. I want to see it. So congratulations. That's tremendous. So I'm not buying it. I want 15-1 on Tennessee. I'm going to keep shopping. Okay. And maybe we'll get it. Maybe they'll get bounced early in the SEC tournament. You know, maybe some other markets will adjust, but that's what, if I'm going to buy in here this late on Tennessee, I want 15-1, 14-1 minimum. 15-1 is what I want. I'll probably take 14-1, but everyone's at 10-1 or 11-1, and that's just not enough value for me to work off of it, given our other future wagers that we've got, right? So we have four units in play with four other bets. If we add five, now we're starting to really cut into any potential profit that we might have from the futures market. So I want 15-1. That's the number I'm looking for Tennessee. If you got 14-1 or 18-1, congrats, because by the time I went to go buy it tonight, and it wasn't there. So that kind of stunk. All right. Let's start with an early game. And you guys are going to hate me for this, but I don't really care. Monmouth and College of Charleston. This is the CAA championship game, the Coastal Athletic Association. Monmouth is 180th in KenPom. Charleston is 104th in KenPom. KenPom has this as a 6-point win for College of Charleston. Interesting numbers between these two. The number is 8.5 for this game. 8.5 for College of Charleston. This is a noon Eastern time start, by the way. This is going to be done at the Entertainment and Sports Arena at Washington, D.C. So defensively, Monmouth has a little bit of an advantage. Not tremendous, but a little bit of an advantage. I think in terms of tempo, it's 143rd in tempo, adjusted in tempo. They don't really want to play fast if they don't have to, but they've been playing really well on both sides of the ball recently. So Monmouth got to the championship game by beating Campbell 90-67 on a neutral court. In their last game of the regular season on the road, they beat Elon 85-70, 15-point win there. And then, you know, over a 20-point win, a 23-point win against Campbell. Charleston has gotten here, and look, they've been the best team in the Colonial or in the Coastal all year. They're 24-7, went 15-3. Only losses were to UC Wilmington, both of them home and away, and to Towson. They played Florida Atlantic on the road. They lost 90-74 in that one. They lost to Vermont. They lost to Wyoming. They lost to Duquesne in a pre-conference tournament. But after that, they just ran through everybody. Now we're going right here into an opportunity for them to win as the one seed. 82-76 is the projected number here on this one. Look, I'm really going to be curious to see how Monmouth comes out and how Monmouth plays, because to me, this is a team. It's early. It's a noon tip Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time here. It's the quarterfinal. I said championship. It's the quarterfinal. Sorry. I meant the quarters, not the championship. Monmouth already played one game in this tournament, though. 10-8 Monmouth, 15-3 Charleston Cougars. I'm going to take the dog here. I like the way Monmouth is playing. KenPom has it as a 6-point win, 8.5. I like 2.5 points of value here. And I like tournament games with big spreads and a chance to, you know, stretch out games and potentially hang tough. These teams, when they played each other during the regular season, it was a 94-83 win for College of Charleston. Now you might go, Matt, that's, you know, they're going to kill them here, but 8.5 is a lot of points. Okay. They won by 11 in the first meeting back on January the 13th. And, you know, yes, I think COC, we'll call them, College of Charleston, I think they win, but I'm going to take KenPom here and I'm going to take the points, the 2.5 points of value at 8.5. I'm going to take Monmouth plus 8.5 here. Their 10-8 record, playing for a chance to keep their season alive. This could be it for Monmouth here. Play solid defense, keep the game close. Charleston wins, Monmouth covers, plus 8.5, 1.1 units down for College of Charleston. Okay, bet number two, you know we're betting the Valley Tournament. Okay, you know we're betting Indiana State and Drake. If you bet that parlay, congratulations. I told you I thought it was going to be Drake and Indiana State. Money line. It happened. Okay. So here we are. This is going to be awesome. Best player on the court is going to be Tucker DeVries. Best team on the floor is going to be Indiana State. Now, this is a 1-point win. According to KenPom, it's a 1-point win for Indiana State. Indiana State has to win this game or win or lose on like a last second shot or something, because this is most likely a one big league. Maybe if Drake wins and it's a close game, like a 1-point win, maybe we see two teams get in from the Valley, but most likely not. So this is a chance to play in NCAA tournaments. Look, I am very much in the camp that I would love it for Darren DeVries, D-Rock as he's known, former Creighton assistant coach, longtime under Dana Altman, has been awesome at Drake. His son, Tucker DeVries, is a junior, best player in the Valley. I just think Indiana State here is going to have fresher legs than Drake. Drake has had two very tough games. Indiana State has basically housed both teams that they've played. And that's not, I mean, that's why you want to be the one seed, frankly. Okay. You want the easier draw. You want the chance to play teams that aren't that good. And if you take care of business, you can wind up getting a good rotation going and you can have just more legs available. Normally I bet the under in this game. Okay. Normally it's hard fought, tough battles, you know, the trends I've told you about with the Valley Tournament. First game of the entire tournament, bet under. That came in easily. Second bet is first game on day two with the team that played in the first game. They play the one seed, take them plus the points. Missouri State was that team that came in. If you want to keep, if you want to bet the other trends, it could make you go 3-0 potentially. It would be under 155 for this game. Why? Tired legs. I mean, just frankly, tired legs. I mean, you've played three games in 3 days. The difference is they beat Missouri State 75-59. They beat Northern Iowa 94-72. Relatively stress-free games. They were leading by, I think, 4 or 5 at the break in the first game against Missouri State. They destroyed Northern Iowa. They easily covered the number. And now here we are with Drake. In the first meeting up against Drake, Indiana State lost on the road 89-78. At home, they got revenge 75-67. Yes, this is a 1-point win, and the number is 1 for Indiana State. Okay, so it's right on the KenPom number. KenPom has this as a 159 total. So if you want to bet the over, you can, but be careful there because trust me, this is, I've seen enough of these kids can get tired. I think the difference is the fact that Indiana State has had less stress to get here. This is an offense for Indiana State that's just tremendous. They are the number one most effective field goal shooting percentage team offensively in the country. They are number 10 in 3-point percentage. They are number 2 in 2-point percentage. They're number 4 in free throw percentage. They're 23rd in adjusted offensive efficiency. KenPom loves them. They're 41st. Now, KenPom loves Drake too. I mean, Drake, their numbers aren't horrible. 39th in offensive efficiency, 31st in effective field goal percentage, 72nd in 3-point percentage, 24th in 2-point percentage. And a lot of it is Tucker DeVries. Look, Indiana State, here's the one, here's a point to take Drake. Okay. You want a point to take Drake? Indiana State gets 39.3% of their points from behind the 3-point line. 3 games in 3 days. What goes? Your legs. When your legs go, what happens? Your jump shot goes. If they aren't hitting threes, uh-oh, for Indiana State, okay? That's a good sign for Drake. The problem is Indiana State's so efficient, they can do other things really well, like get to the free throw line, and they'll make you pay from the free throw line. So, I mean, Robbie Avila, as they call him, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, this kid is just unbelievable. 6'10" with the glasses. Everyone's in love with that kid. I want Indiana State in the dance. I want Drake in the dance. I would love to be wrong here. Okay. I would love to be wrong. I'm going to take Indiana State. I'm going to lay the one. Hard fought game down to the wire. I'll lean towards the under, but I'll take Indiana State -1 for 1.1 units. All right. College basketball plays. We're taking Monmouth at +8.5 in the CAA, in the Coastal Athletic Association quarterfinal. Sorry, I said final. Quarterfinal. And I'm taking Indiana State in the Missouri Valley Conference final -1 up against Drake. Now, the NBA play. Let's talk about the Pacers and the Magic. Now, the Pacers just got some really bad news that one of their best players is now going to be done for the year. Mathurin is done with a shoulder injury. He's having surgery to repair the labrum. Now, the Pacers have dropped 4 of 6. And I said this on Sports Grid yesterday, and I think I'm going to kind of listen to myself here. A labrum injury can be repaired whenever, but I wonder if the Pacers know, like they know they're not going anywhere. They know that they're not playing for a playoff berth. They may play in the playoffs, but they're not going to beat anybody in the playoffs. They're young, they're inexperienced, and they're about the future. So why not get that shoulder taken care of? Why not get him surgery, get his rehab going for next year, get him healthy for training camp and be able to go after it? And for that reason, the number being -1.5 is interesting given how well Orlando has been playing. It's a surprising number. And I kind of was, I was stunned by it, but I think it's too short. I mean, Orlando at home is 20-8 ATS. They're 7-3 over their last 10. They're 4-1 ATS over their last 5. And Indiana's not horrible. They're 16-15-1 on the road. But recently, you know, they're 2-3 ATS. And they're 4-6 ATS over their last 10. I just think Indiana is a team that's going to start playing for next year. And I don't think they're going to really, you know, I don't think they really care too much right now. I think that's a huge message. They played Orlando at home back on in November. They lost by 12. They played them at home and lost by 7. They're 0-2 on the year against Orlando this season. I think they dropped to 0-3 on the year. And I mean, if you're looking for trends or looking for numbers to jump into, I mean, Orlando hasn't scored a ton, but if you want to jump in on the over on this game, I don't think it's a horrible idea to jump in on the over. I lean towards the over if you want something extra on the game, but I think it's easier just to lay the 1.5 with the Magic and jump in on the Magic. You know, the Magic just had their 5-game win streak being snapped. They do not score much. I'll give you that. But the Pacers play, as I said before, I'll never bet an under involving a Pacer game again. I'm not starting here with this. I'm just going to take the Magic. -1.5 for 1.1 units. All right. Three bets for us on a Sunday. Need to sweep. If I sweep, I'll have a winning week. If I don't, it'll be a slightly down losing week, but nothing too serious. But let's see if we can bounce back after yesterday. If I do like anything else, I will add it in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/Chet. Again, Monmouth +8.5, Indiana State -1, Magic -1.5 for our three bets on a Sunday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, Daily Juice Podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.